Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But because on the BetQL guest hotline, we are joined by Nick Allegretti, who is the new starting left guard of the Washington Commanders. Nick, thank you for the time. Really appreciate you making a few minutes for us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. So a lot of things I want to get into with you, but first, let's just kind of break down your journey to this point. You have spent your entire career, five seasons in Kansas City, mostly, you know, providing depth, but also as a starter. You're a three-time Super Bowl champion, and you just played and started, anchored that interior line in the Super Bowl. So just give us an idea of, I mean, you couldn't have had a better situation with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I look back on the 5 years, it was incredible. Absolutely gave my family, you know, an incredible start to life. But like you said, you know, I was in and out of the starting lineup. Really, I did love my role there, and I took that role to heart. I did absolutely everything that I could with it. But you know, I was looking for a starting role, and you know, in Kansas City, we had two All Pros, and Trey, you know, realistically should have been either All Pro or Pro Bowl, and probably will be soon. So I needed to find a spot that I could come and compete for a starting job and, you know, earn a starting job day one. And I think this is a great situation. I'm just really excited. I mean, I got to go to the facility yesterday when I signed, and a ton of energy around the facility, which is awesome. Coach Quinn was great. Coach Johnson was awesome. So really, really excited to be out here in the DMV.
Nick, they moved you all over the interior, center, guard. As you said, your role, you did a little bit of everything. And when called upon, you just got to be ready to go. Can you give us more of an idea of what the prep was like and how staying ready works when you don't really have, you know, a job of your own?
Absolutely. Yeah, honestly, I think that, you know, having that role where I was, you know, playing tight end every game and, you know, short yardage, goal line situations, and then having to prepare for right, left guard and center, it helped me learn the game of football a lot better. You really had to understand the offense a whole lot better. It helped me learn how to build chemistry with guys quickly when I was, you know, thrust in the lineup, you know, week to week or mid game, wherever it was with injuries. It taught me how to be adaptable to different situations, and then really just was able to learn, you know, that offense inside and out. And now I'm really excited to, you know, take that knowledge that I learned and apply it to a new offense, you know, because after 5 years, not that, you know, it doesn't ever get old. It's a very challenging offense. There's lots of things to learn each year, but I'm excited to go learn a full new offense. I was able to speak with Coach King or Cliff yesterday, and, you know, it was awesome. You know, Pat had a really good relationship with him, and, you know, he had nothing but great things to say. They didn't have any bad things to say about each other. They had a really close relationship, so excited to play for him. Just really fired up to be out here. It's going to be a great experience.
So you mentioned tight end, and obviously typically you're the guy, right? We had a little controversy last year with reporting eligible, but you come in, you rub the chest, you talk to the ref, and you try to maul someone. But that's not all you did. There's a little Travis Kelce in your game. Let's listen back to your touchdown against the Pittsburgh Steelers a couple years ago.
And Mahomes will keep it himself for the moment and then throw for a touchdown. And there is Alec Reddy, who comes in and lines up as an eligible receiver.
I love a big guy touchdown. Have we talked to Cliff Kingsbury about making sure that's in the playbook?
We talked a little yesterday, and, you know, I kind of like the 100% catch percentage that I have right now. I don't mind that, having one for one, one catch, one touchdown. But if my number's called again, I'll definitely take advantage of it. It was a fun experience, not even something that I dreamed of in the NFL. So I wasn't I've been a big guy my whole life, so didn't dream of catching touchdowns. But really, really excited to have that on the resume and part of my career.
The highlight's an all-timer, though. I think it was T.J. Watt, wasn't it? You, like, basically throw T.J. Watt to the ground. So it's a pancake into basically, like, spin around and just make the catch in one motion. Not too shabby.
Absolutely. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't planned to go to me. I was the fifth read on that. So that's why the celebration was so chaotic, because all the O-linemen were shocked that I caught the ball. I was shocked that I caught the ball. You know, usually gets dumped off to the fullback or thrown to the back of the end zone to one of the tight ends, and it got thrown to me, and it was chaotic, but really good memory there.
One more on the Chiefs, and then I want to dive deeper into coming to Washington and why this made sense for you. A Mahomes question. Just how different is he? Why has he been able to become what he has been, in your opinion?
That's a tough question to kind of try to answer quickly, but I think his composure is one of the biggest things. I was actually thinking about it yesterday when I was talking with Cliff, and I think you can see his heart rate. You can see how he's composing himself, how he's doing. And I think his heart rate dropped after he threw that interception in the Super Bowl. He realized, like, all right, that's it. Like, we can't make another mistake the rest of this game if we want to win. And it was like at the hardest part of the game, after we'd been banging our head against the wall to try to score for three quarters, he makes a mistake, his first one of the game, and then he settles in. So at a position where normally guys will start to unravel is where he starts to figure it out. And I think that's probably the biggest difference maker. Because, yeah, he's got incredible arm talent. He could throw a million different arm angles, but that was the coolest thing for me to watch as a competitor, and watching how calm and collected he could be at, you know, on the biggest stage and the biggest moment of adversity you could imagine. So that was awesome to see as a teammate. And then you can go with just his practice every single day, the way he showed up to games, his competitive nature was incredible. And I tried my absolute best to emulate that. You know, I'm not a quarterback. There's not a whole lot I can emulate from his game, but his competitive nature, I absolutely can.
It's an enlightening answer. That's fascinating. And yeah, not everybody's like that, obviously. That's a pretty special thing. Nick Allegretti, who's going to be the starting left guard very likely for the Commanders, 27 years old, wanted to leave Kansas City to get a chance to do more, and now he's going to have a chance to play a lot of snaps here in D.C. Did you know personally anybody on the staff? Had you worked with anybody before coming here?
I guess not in the staff, in the locker room. Andrew Wiley, obviously, I had played four seasons with. And then Shane Tobe is on the staff, and I actually played for his dad for 5 years in Kansas City. And then he was a graduate assistant in Illinois. So it was really cool to get to see him yesterday and, you know, see the success he's been having. And it's cool. It's a small world, football world, you know, at this professional and college level. So it's cool to be able to cross paths with him again and see the things he's accomplished, and really, really happy for him.
How much of free agency, in addition to some of those, like, familiarity, you know, in the fraternity relationships, is fit? I mean, you talked about it sounds like you had a long conversation yesterday, or a good convo with Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know if on the interior of the line, like, what you're doing changes a ton based on coordinator and scheme, but what was that part of the process like, trying to figure out, you know, am I going to be a really good match for how they want to operate?
I knew the style offense that Cliff had run in Arizona, and then obviously, you know, watched a ton of Pat's old film from Texas Tech that we implemented with the Chiefs or they implemented. I'm not sure how we talk about that yet. Got to work on that. But, yeah, the fit was important. But the good thing I think about my game is that I'm not a pass-heavy offensive lineman. I'm not a run-heavy offensive lineman. I think the biggest thing that I do well is I try to compete every single play and be as consistent as I possibly can. And I think that fits in pretty much any offense. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm absolutely excited to play for Cliff. He sounds like an incredible coach. Pat had nothing but great things to say about him. But, you know, I think that I could generally fit in pretty much any offense with my style of play.
Did they tell you, and Nick Allegretti, the newest Commanders offensive lineman, is with us. Did they tell you, hey, if you come here, we're thinking left guard, you could start there? Or, A, is that a position you've played? Because I think it's been more maybe right guard and center from what I've seen. But then, B, like how vocal were they about actual role? Or are you kind of doing some projecting?
Yeah. So, I mean, I played – I think I have a good – you know, maybe a dozen starts at left. So that was a good chunk of my playing time in Kansas City. So I'm real comfortable there. And then it was kind of a process of elimination. You know, Sam Cosby's a great player at right guard. I saw them sign Tyler – obviously a center. So process of elimination, left guard was a position that I, you know, wanted to come here and compete for. And, you know, they didn't say here's, you know, day one starting job because I don't need that. I don't want that. I want to come in here and compete regardless. I want to compete every single year, whether I earn the job this year or not. I want to show up the season after and compete. And that's, you know, that's what happens in Kansas City. You know, I at one point had the job and I lost it. You know, Joe Kitty came in, an incredible player. But having that competitive nature every single day, every single year is, you know, what you need to build what we're trying to build here in Washington.
Nick, I don't know how tangible it is for a guy who's been here for 48 hours or whatever, right? But with new ownership and a new front office and a new coaching staff, I mean, this fan base is giddy about this week. Like, people are ready to explode with excitement. Is that palpable in any way as a player coming into the building? Or because you don't know what it was like before, is that not fair?
You're right. I don't know what it was like before, but immediately when you got in the building, you could tell there was a renewed energy. A lot of the people there are new, but we spoke with plenty of people that were there for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, had seen multiple coaching staff, and they were ecstatic with just the first, you know, few weeks of Coach Quinn being there. And then we actually spoke with one of the majority owners, Mitch, and he, I mean, was as nice of a human being as I've ever talked to. Seemed ecstatic to have, you know, the ability to be part of a team that was able to sign. I mean, I don't know the number. I'm sure you do 14-ish free
16
agents.
16 so far. To, 14 external, yeah.
Yeah, to be able to, you know, I don't want to say the word convince, but attract that many free agents who have been throughout the league and have been other places that have connections, you know, like I had in Kansas City, and to be able to attract that many guys to leave to another situation is a big thing. So that was definitely something the guys are excited about. And, you know, just the energy that Coach Quinn brings. You know, I talked with guys that played for him in the past, you know, doing my research before I made this decision. And, you know, a lot of guys said that he's, you know, very similar to Pete Carroll in the way that guys had looked to Pete Carroll on his career, and that's, you know, an incredible endorsement in this league. The positive nature, the energy. So it was absolutely palpable. You know, as you said, as soon as you walked in, you felt there's a new regime, a new era that we're trying to build here in Washington.
Couple of moments left here with the new left guard of the Commanders, Nick Allegretti, by way of the Chiefs, a 3-time Super Bowl champ. He's got an extra box he brings just with his Super Bowl rings when he moves. He's got plenty of hardware. What did we do for dinner, by the way, to celebrate the new contract? Was that a steak or something else?
We went to I wish I could remember the place, but we just went to Clyde's. Clyde's Willow Farm. I mean, what a great place. You know, I was walking through just the whole building and met the general manager in the back, and he was telling me the story of the, you know, the four buildings that they brought in, you know, took the one barn down piece by piece to rebuild it. I'm a history guy too. So really fired up to walk in there, have a great meal, see an incredibly historic building. Just a really cool experience.
Are you ready for the possibility of a rookie QB and someone who's got to, you know, learn the ropes after working with I don't want to call him the greatest of all time yet, but certainly the greatest of his era in Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't want to say that, you know, I was looking for a rookie quarterback, you know, in a situation.
I really wanted to have to block for a guy who might not have it all figured out.
Yeah, but, you know, the leadership role is something that I absolutely was looking for. And I was able to do whatever, you know, a little bit of leadership, a little bit of that in Kansas City. But they have a ton of it, you know, with Chris Jones and Patrick and Travis. You know, there's leadership everywhere in that building, obviously starting up top with Coach Reed. So it wasn't necessarily needed. And I really wanted to go to a place where that leadership would be needed. And, you know, having a rookie quarterback, it's going to be needed, you know, especially starting in that offensive line room. You know, we have Andrew Wiley, who's been here for a year. Sam Cosmi been here a couple of years. And then, you know, myself and Tyler, you know, really, really like the room that we, you know, we're starting to build. And I'm excited for the possibility of that offensive line room being the guys to help lead this team and start us off in the right direction. And then you obviously want the quarterback to be a leader as he grows, but really, really excited for that opportunity.
All right, well, Nick, I'll let you go on this. So when we get players in town on, we try to let, you know, our fans and our listeners get to know them a little bit. So I'm going to go off the beaten path here with some rapid-fire questions to get to know Nick Allegretti before we let you go.
All righty.
So Chicago guy, I saw you were retweeting some stuff on the Bulls and the Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite team outside of football?
All right, that's tough. I'll say I got to go White Sox, actually. Baseball. Love that sport. Incredible. Eat some hot dogs and drink some beers and watch the White Sox.
All right, let's go. I'm going to get you over to Nats Park in the good seats this year if you want them. We'll get you behind, we'll get you behind home plate. Last TV show you've binged?
Bones, the
interesting
crime show.
Okay. Favorite movie and actor?
Favorite movie is Four Brothers with Mark Wahlberg.
I love that movie.
Incredible.
That is such
does not
a
get
sneaky,
the credit
great movie.
Does not get the credit it deserves.
Was it his name Bobby Mercer in that movie?
Bobby Mercer. I mean, what a movie.
What a badass. Is Wahlberg your one seed or who's your actor?
You know, I don't know if I have an actor. I'm not great on names, but if a movie all day, Four Brothers.
Last meal. Right? You get one meal, you're going to go out on top. What is it?
It's pizza. I'm a Chicago guy. I got to find some pizza out here because Chicago has the best pizza in the world. And that was one thing Kansas City did not have. And I'm hoping to find some good pizza out here because that's the hardest thing being away from home.
One thing that you, and this will be the last one, one thing that you spend like more money on than you wish you would. Like for me, it's going out to eat or whatever. But what's something that you like can't help yourself with?
Coins. I guess I don't want to say, you know, I'm okay spending the money on it because it's an investment, but I'm a coin collector. So I love the history. I'm a coin collector for sure and definitely have spent a couple more dollars maybe than I should have over the years, but I love that.
A coin collector who's mm-hmm. in on baseball and, most importantly, who knows how good Four Brothers is, I think I'm a little steamed up for Nick Allegretti right now. Hey, Nick, thank you for the time. I kept you too long, but you were too good. That was your fault. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on. That was awesome.
Great getting to know you. There's Nick Allegretti, the newest offensive lineman of the Washington Commanders. I think I could get to like that guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.